right. It's 11:03, and it's time for Something About the Women here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Many thanks to Mike on the mic for another great show.
Welcome, Sue.
See you next time, Mike. And we have a very special edition of Something About the Women today, because we're going into the future. The girls of today are the women of tomorrow, and they are going to take over the airwaves, but not before I get my Carol King on here on Something About the Women.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. Waiting at the station with a workday window blowing, I've got nothing to do but watch the passersby. Mirrored in their faces I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
Well, that was Carole King from her classic album, Tapestry. And that is my sort of be yourself song, because I feel like that's what we're going to talk about. So I want to welcome Michelle Cove, who is the founder, and this is her brainchild, Media Girls. Does your mic work in there, Michelle? Say hi.
Hello.
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 So welcome. And I'm talking to you first because you are my friend of many years.
Wait, that's the only reason.
So we just had to put that disclaimer out there that you are my friend. But I would really like to know how this all got started, and tell us the story of Media Girls.
So Media Girls started in 2014. And the reason it started is my background is media making. So I've always loved making documentaries and films and books, and see that basically, media has all the potential in the world to inspire and empower. And instead, what we're seeing is basically girls getting slammed with the message over and over again that they're not enough and something's wrong with them. They should be hotter and prettier. So Media Girls was my attempt to reclaim media and give girls a voice and give them an after-school program where they could not only strike back against harmful messages, but also create empowering content that makes other girls feel good.
That's awesome. And we're going to make some empowering content today,
I think.
Hell
yeah, we are.
So how long has this been going on?
So summer 2014, we piloted in Brookline, and it's been growing steadily, and we plan to be at 8 schools starting next fall throughout Boston.
That is awesome. Are they public schools, private schools?
So right now it is public schools, Boston Public. We work with Citizen Schools as a partnership, and we are also going to be in a couple charter schools as well.
That is awesome. So how does it work? Like, you do have a staff or volunteers or?
We have a kick butt village of women who participate. Our classes are actually taught by college students. So shout out to any Tufts young women who are looking to teach our program at middle schools. We're taking applications right now as we speak.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and we train them to go in and work for 10 weeks once a week with the girls, teaching them how to make cool, inspiring content.
That's awesome. So if you're a Tufts student, or maybe you're in another Boston area school.
Yep, any Boston area school.
And how would they get in touch with you?
Mediagirls.org, you will find us.
All right. And it's cool stuff. I encourage you to, I posted your video on my Facebook.
Well, thank you.
But it's such a cool video. It really makes me want to, like, you know, go out and change the world.
Well, you are today. So.
That's right.
That's right.
All right. So let's bring in Angela. Angela, let's see. Is your mic working? Say hi.
Hey.
Oh, all right. You're there. So Angela, tell us how you got involved.
Sure. So I, at the time, I was actually working for the Girl Scouts, and I was reaching out to organizations in the Boston area that were really focusing on empowering women, and Media Girls came up as one of my top searches. So shout out to Michelle for that. But I just reached
out.
Good
PR there.
Thank you.
I just reached out to Michelle because I really connected with her mission. And so she, in true Michelle fashion, got right back to me. We met for coffee, and I instantly fell in love with her and the work that she was doing. So for about a year, I volunteered mostly with our youth advisory board, who are here today to share their songs. And I just wanted to give back in any way I could. And then just recently, she offered me the opportunity to come on and work for Media Girls. And so it's been amazing so
That's
far.
Great. Begged was the key word.
What did you say?
I think begged was the
begged,
key word. I begged
right.
her
Didn't
to come
take
on.
Too hard for me to come on.
That's awesome. So I'm going to play one more empowerment song of my own. And
Do
then
it.
We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the organization. Then we'll let the girls take over the airwaves. You're listening to Something About the Women, and also today, the girls of Media Girls, here on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Just a little bit, mister.
Of course, the minute I get ready to go on the mic, the air conditioner decides to like go on full blast. But Kavita's taking care of it. She's in charge. All right. So going back to Media Girls, let's see. Kavita, can you grab this mic? Because I want to ask you.
Sure.
And there you are. I just wanted to ask you about how you got involved.
So I'm also a big fan of Miss Michelle Cove here, and we've known each other a few years, and actually through our work in documentary film. And so I was really honored when she asked me to be a part of this and just have a kind of advisory role, because certainly in my own life, I've seen the impact of how media has affected me and the women in my life. And, you know, having a daughter myself, it's mm-hmm. something that I want to be involved with, shaping how the next generation thinks about media and challenges media.
Right, right. What are some of the big issues that you all are trying to tackle with the messages that media gives girls? Because I got to tell you, I was a girl once. And I don't think I would have survived this like media intense society that we live in right now. It's constant. It's everywhere. I mean, it's down to being in our palms and our phones. I wouldn't go back because I just don't think I could handle it. So what are the issues that girls are tackling right now with dealing with the media? And I'm going to ask you guys, and then I'm going to ask the girls also.
I would say you just nailed it. It's not that the messaging is different. I mean, when we were growing up, you still had to look beautiful and look a certain way, and we
right.
wanted to be movie stars. That's not new. What's new is how incessant it is, that with social media and 24/7 TV and cable, it just made it that there's no break from it. And so girls are on Instagram and Snapchat for 24/7, and that's what's new, is you can't get a break from it.
All the time. And they're also, it's not just one way, it's two ways, right? Because now they're interacting with their peers, or maybe they're strangers, who knows, but like there's that pressure, there's that peer pressure without being face to face, which I find very challenging.
Exactly. But what we're trying to do as well is to go beyond saying to girls, you need to take breaks from it, but to really teach girls that there's a better way to use it that would feel better for them and for their peers, right? How do you use social media for good to inspire and lift up girls and women? And that it has to go beyond take breaks. How do we use it for a greater purpose?
That's great. I don't know if you know this about me, but back in the 80s and early 90s, I worked at an organization called Action for Children's Television. And back then it was television. It wasn't take it off the air, I don't like it. It was, how do you process these messages? You mm-hmm. know, when Spider-Man tells you to take your Spidey vitamins mm-hmm. And then you end up overdosing on them in the hospital, like what is a parent to do about that, right? Those were the issues then.
Yep.
Mostly commercials and things like that. But now it's everywhere. But there is, I love television.
Yep.
I love kids' television. But like, yeah, how do you use it effectively, and how do you use it to your advantage and not to your detriment?
Exactly. And how, in a world where right now girls are consuming 10 hours of media a day, how do we just hit pause and teach girls how to think critically?
Yeah. So I was reading one of your blog posts last night about Snapchat, how Snapchat is just like this, it's the big thing right now, but about snap streaks. And yeah. I was like, what the heck is a snap I can't even say it, a snap streak. Could you explain a little bit about that and why it's challenging?
I can, but I think the girls will probably do
you want to
far,
do that? All right, so
far better job.
Let's see. How can we get more girls on more microphones? We're going to do that. All right, so come right up to them. There you go. You got the low chair over there. So over here, we have Maisie. Say hi, Maisie.
Hi.
There's Maisie. And let's see, who else can we get on the microphone? Oh, there's another mic over there. All right, so we have Risa. Who's right there. Go ahead. Say hi, Risa.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. And I can't see who's behind.
Oh, I'm Sophia.
Oh, Sophia's there. And speak right up into the mic.
Oh, sorry. Hi.
Hi. So, snap streaks. What are they? And why? Come right up into the microphones. Go ahead. Risa, go first, because I can see you.
Well, I don't have Snapchat. I don't know a lot about Snapchat, but...
Then you were the wrong person to ask first, weren't you?
like all of my friends are always on Snapchat, so sometimes I like look over their shoulder and like watch them. But
uh-huh.
I know that they're kind of like the whole idea is to have people sending pictures or Snapchats back and forth for as long as possible. And if you lose a streak, then people get very upset with you.
Wow. So it's like a long volley in tennis. You don't want to be the one who misses.
Yeah.
Wow. So Maisie, do you use Snapchat?
This is a funny story. I actually don't have Snapchat either because my parents are completely against it. They're pretty much against like most social media. Like I really only have Facebook and I have Twitter because everyone needs their healthy dose of celebrity stalking and stuff. But this is a funny story because I actually was bullied using Snapchat because at my school, they don't really control phone usage a lot. So whenever I raise my hand to answer a question in class, there were these people who would like take pictures and videos of me speaking and put them on Snapchat. And it was really humiliating for me. And like it actually got to the point where like they had to take away phones, and so like everyone's really aggravated about it now. But I try just not to let it get to me, and it just gives me all the more reason not to get a Snapchat. I just don't get the point of it, and
right.
I hate it.
That sounds brutal. I'm sorry that happened.
Oh man, yeah, it was the worst.
Yeah, so it sounds like that's the thing. It's like it can be positive, but it can also be very negative. And you know, you guys are at that age where kids can be really cruel. And hate that. I hate that. So, Maisie, you picked out a song for us to play.
Yeah.
So, why don't you tell us a little bit about... Actually, you know what? So, there's this weird rule on the radio. We're going to have a little lesson in radio. And so for some reason, it applies to us and not all stations. But we're not allowed to say the name of the song and the artist before we play the song. Because somebody might be out there with a tape recorder recording the song illegally. Now, this is, so you can see, it's like an antiquated law. So, and it's enforced here, which is makes it crazy for DJs. Because you want to say, this is, you know, this is the new hit from the Beatles, right? So, anyway, so I'm going to play your song. And then after we play the song, and this is chosen by Maisie, then we'll talk about why you picked the song. And I can say that it's by Grace VanderWaal. But we'll talk about the name of it and why you picked it after we hear the song. So this is Maisie's choice here on Something About the Women.
You see a girl in the hallway, and then you whisper to your friend, who is she anyway? You forgot what she looks like in like a day, but your words don't hurt me. I will be okay, 'cause you don't hurt me. I won't want to. Your silly words, your world, 'cause your punches and your names, all your jokes and stupid games, they don't work. No, they don't hurt. Watch them just go right through me, because they mean nothing to me. I'm not clay. You see that girl in the hallway, smiled on her face as she walks away, trying to tear her down was your first mistake. 'Cause little do you know, she wasn't built to break. 'Cause you and your names, all your jokes and stupid games, they don't work. No, they don't hurt. Watch them just go right through me, because they mean nothing to me. Try to change my shape, but baby, I'm not clay. So
sorry, not today. Cause baby, I'm not trying to change my tape. But baby, I'm not gay. Sorry, not today. Cause baby, I'm not clay.
Four mics. All right. So that was Clay by Grace VanderWaal. And Maisie, why did you pick that song?
I chose the song because it's all about how you can't change who you are, even if people make fun of you. And Grace VanderWaal is also a really empowering artist because she is 13 and she won America's Got Talent by writing her own songs and accompanying herself on the ukulele. And all of her songs are like super empowering and about like anti-bullying and friendship. And she never acts older than her age. She always, like, she never like dresses like sexy or like tries to act any older. Or she just looks like a normal 13-year-old, which is really great to have in media these days.
Wait, that girl is 13?
Yes.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah, she makes me feel really bad because I'm 16 and I can't play the ukulele.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, good for her. Yeah. Wow. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Terrific. Well, that I appreciate. I had never heard that song, but I really, really enjoyed it. I listened to all the music that you guys picked in advance to make sure it was appropriate, which I knew it would be because you guys are media girls.
Yeah.
Sophia, you picked a song, which we're going to play next.
Yeah.
All right. So before we do that, who wants to read a public service announcement? We're putting the girls to work today. Who wants to read a public service announcement? Sophia, it's your song. Why don't you read it? Get right up into the mic.
So, we'd do anything for kids, yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggles with hunger. Help end the childhood hunger and give all our kids the meals they need to grow. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Very well done. I see a career in broadcasting for you. So, we're going to play the song that Sophia picked. And then we'll come back and talk about it. You're, of course, listening to Something About the Women here on 91.5 WMFO. And we've got the media girls here today.
Abandon me, but I won't ever give up.
All right. That was...
That was Never Give Up by Sia, which was from the soundtrack to the movie Lion, which was based on a true story. So I first heard this song at the end of the film after the main character, Saru Briley, had succeeded in locating his long-lost family in rural India. He had been separated from his mother as a young child and spent most of his childhood living on the streets, dealing with poverty, crime, trafficking, and above all, loneliness. When he was 5 years old, he was finally adopted by a family in Australia, and as he grew up with his new family, he always wondered about the life he'd kind of been robbed of and set out in search of his mother, which would take him years. And he was going off only a flicker of his early childhood memory, and he was still able to locate his hometown and his mother, who had spent her entire life wondering what had become of her son. This triumphant anthem is not only empowering enough to get anyone through a difficult time, but also the way it was used in the film kind of made it a testament to mothers and children everywhere. And it also speaks to the importance of perseverance and bravery, and every time I listen to it, I'm reminded of Saru's difficult journey to find his home and reclaim his identity.
Awesome. That's great. That was a good song. It had a good beat.
Yeah, I really like it.
And that's Sophia talking, right?
Yeah.
I'm so bad with names. If I call you like Jane, I apologize. That was great. So Risa picked out a song we're going to hear now. And again, can't tell you what it is, but we're gonna play it, and then we're going to come back, and Risa will tell us a little bit more about her choice. And you have a couple that you chose, so we'll if we have time, we'll go back and do some more. Mm-hmm. All right, you're listening to us, the Media Girls, and Sue on Something About the Women.
Take off all the makeup, girl, shine your light, show the world. Don't be shy, don't be scared, you don't have to hide under there. Let's throw away all the magazines, turn off the static on the TV. Wish you could see yourself the way I do.
Nobody.
right. Well, that was Risa's choice. What did we hear?
It was Nobody Ever Told You by Carrie Underwood.
Nice. And why did you pick that?
I chose this song because it's like it's just about being yourself and not being afraid to say what you want to and when you want to. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So at Media Girls, you guys are like the advisory board, right? You're the kids advisory board, and you get missions that you have to do or that you want to do that you're assigned. Tell us a little bit about that. Sophia, I know you were going to speak first.
So every month we get an email about like our monthly mission, and it always has to do with sort of like empowering women and like sort of like promoting positive content. And so one of the things that we had was we had to post a quote on our social media that's empowering, and we picked poems recently that inspired us, and our most recent one was obviously to pick the song that we thought was inspiring as well. And it also usually involves like writing a little piece about it or why we thought it was important, and then it gets shared on the Media Girls social media.
Awesome. And then the girls who have like the after school programs and stuff, do you ever get to meet them and interact with them?
Not really. But we do see, because I follow Media Girls on social media, we do sometimes see some of the activities that they've been doing too, and that's always very inspiring as well.
Awesome. Awesome. And how did you guys get involved? I know how Risa got involved because Michelle's her mom.
Yeah.
How did you get involved, Sophia?
Well, I'm a filmmaker and I make short films, and recently I had a film playing at the Boston International Kids Film Festival.
Wow.
And Media Girls had had a workshop set up there where we could go and analyze like advertisements and sort of critique how they're portraying women. And so I went to that and I thought it was really interesting, so I decided to join the Youth Advisory Board.
That's great. Wow. So what are your short films about?
They're about all kinds
about 3
of
minutes.
No.
Little film joke there, sorry.
The one that was in the festival, it was kind of random. I made it with 4 other kids. It was about this girl who got into an argument with her brother and said that she wished he didn't exist.
Oh.
And so it was kind of about like how it came true and how he actually didn't exist. My most recent one that I made, it was a satire. It wasn't really a satire. It was kind of a more modern version of a scene from A Midsummer Night's Dream. And it sort of like took place in modern day, and the character of Puck was kind of like a gangster type person. So I kind of like experimenting with kind of conventional topics and trying to make my own things out of them.
Awesome. That's great.
Thank you.
I love that you come on there and you're like, I'm a filmmaker. It's like, I don't think I could summarize what I do. Like, I'm a radio DJ. I mean, I just pretend to be one, but that's fantastic. And I know, Maisie, you wanted to talk about some of the missions.
Yeah. The missions, it's basically what Sophia said. They send us an email every month with an assignment that has to do with creating media that's empowering to girls and women and promotes positive messaging, as opposed to you're not pretty enough and you're not sexy enough. We choose like positive media. Like, for example, the poem I chose was by Rupi Kaur, who's a feminist poet. She's pretty much my favorite poet, and it was like about like we can't move forward until we realize how striking and resilient the women around us are. And it was like I chose it because it was about how if women build each other up as opposed to tear each other down, then we could make so much more progress. And
that's awesome. Very, like, I'm impressed with you guys, like, your thoughtfulness and your, like, the the places that you go for inspiration. I'm very, very, very impressed.
Thank you.
Y'all are rocking it. I wish that I had that kind of awareness when I was your age. In fact, I know, so you're, Maisie, you're how old?
I'm 16 years old.
Okay.
And I was actually part of the Pilot Media Girls group. I was the first class. And I'm a writer, so my mom met Risa and I went to camp together for many years, and we were at the bus stop and my mom and Michelle were talking, and Michelle was like, oh, I'm starting this organization, it's like about girls creating positive media content. And my mom was like, great, I'm signing my kid up. And I was like, okay, sure, why not? And it was the best thing I ever did. It was awesome.
That's amazing. So like what did you like about it that was different from things that you had done in the past?
I'd never done anything like it before. Like, I'd always like known that my mom was a minor in women's studies, so from the time I was little, she was like, women are portrayed badly in the media, no Barbies for you, no makeup, and like,
right,
she was like, she always instilled in me like, you're so much better than what the media says you are. And like,
so you're a second generation at least.
Yes. And I actually plan, and I'm thinking about college since I am 16, and I'm probably going to major in women's and gender studies.
Nice.
Because
I think Tufts has a nice program in that. Just
yeah,
saying.
Maybe, perhaps. Yeah. But I'm a second generation feminist, and my mom really was the one who pushed me to do this and like to advocate and for better representation of girls and women in media. And so that's kind of how I got involved. And yeah.
That's fantastic. Awesome. So we talked a lot about social media. What about television? Like, Risa, what do you think is like the best show like that represents girls in the most positive way? Putting you on the spot, but or a few shows. Doesn't have to be the best. Or are there any?
Honestly,
I can open this up to everyone.
What?
Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls is pretty good. I mean, it's not like the best, but
yeah, no.
I mean, I guess the best, it's not really about like specifically like women in like, yeah, but like, I mean, like the Fosters,
uh-huh,
has
yeah,
like LGBTQ A+ people. So
alphabet soup.
Yeah.
They keep adding letters. It's very hard to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that shows that's a like a gay family, right?
Yeah.
And are they're multicultural as well? I haven't actually seen it. I've heard a lot about it. They're not multicultural.
No, they are.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Okay. So are there shows that just make you want to barf? Like, why are the characters on that show just so stereotypical or dumb?
I've never actually seen the show, but Pretty Little Liars,
oh, yeah,
from the
oh
commercials
my God
and stuff I've seen, like, I'm obviously not allowed to watch it because no feminist content whatsoever. They're all like caked in makeup. And one thing that especially bothers me in today's media is that teenagers are played by 20-somethings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because apparently teenagers are too physically flawed to be on television.
Right, right. Or you have shows like, for example, Modern Family, where the kids are growing up on screen and they definitely go through changes, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's always interesting to see a kid grow up. I mean, gosh, I would not want to be one growing up on the screen in front of the entire country, but it's very interesting how that evolves from being a little girl to being, you know, like a preteen, and then all of a sudden the kid's in college, right? And
yeah.
Very, very interesting how that's portrayed. And I don't think that Modern Family does a bad job of doing that, but
yeah, it's not particularly focused on women's issues.
No, it's more about modern families, I guess.
Yeah.
So let's play a song, and Michelle picked one, so we're gonna rock out to that, and then maybe Michelle can help us understand why she picked this song, or maybe it's just because it's fun. But let's do that, and then we'll get back to more stuff with the Media Girls here on Something About the Women.
Cuando te pegas fuerte, más profundo es el beat, sí. Sigo bailando y escribiendo mis letras. Sigo cantando con las puertas abiertas. Atravesando por todas estas.
Michelle, you're going to have to scoot in on a mic to tell us about your song. Oh.
Okay, so my song that I am smitten kitten for is Soy Yo by Bomba Estéreo. And the reason I love it, well, one, it's obviously like the most catchy song ever. It's all about staying true to who you are. And one of the lyrics that I like best is in English. I keep singing with all the doors open. And I just thought, like, what
a... yeah, right? That's, like, better than singing in the shower.
It's better than anything. Yeah. And if you haven't seen the video on YouTube, it's really... Even with the songs that have empowering lyrics, it's really hard to find videos that aren't super, you know, sexy.
Right, right, right.
This video kills it. So go check it out on YouTube for sure.
Okay. Awesome. We will. And we're taking turns here. We're learning about radio today because these are the future hosts of Something About the Women right here in the room. But Kavita wanted to help us out with a station ID, so she's going to do that now. And tell us a little bit about your experience here at Tufts. Were you ever a DJ at WMFO?
I was not a DJ at WMFO.
You've been in here. I've not done anything with radio at Tufts, but I had friends who had shows here.
Uh-huh.
I was a campus tour guide. And
Did you used to bring people up here, three flights of steps?
Well, there's the hills and the steps, and we had to do it backwards. So.
Oh, because you're leading the tour and you're
walking.
Oh, man,
exactly.
That is not a job I would ever be able to do.
But I remember there was some kind of interesting fact about Tufts Radio. It was the only something in the world at some point. I can't remember what it was now.
Well, I can tell you one thing that's interesting about WMFO. I don't know when this happened, but right behind the station run the train track. So the Amtrak and the commuter rail run, you'll hear them sometimes go right behind the station. And back in the day, a long time ago, somebody thought, wow, we could get so much better... coverage, you know, we could send our signal so much further if we hooked up the station to the railroad tracks.
That's right.
That is a violation of FCC laws, and there's a lot of problems with that. But they broadcasted, like, far and wide. We've never had, like, a huge signal because there's a lot of 91.5s in the Boston area, Curry College and a couple others. I want to say Wellesley, but I could be wrong. So we only are legally allowed to broadcast in a certain range. But now that we have the internet, we can broadcast all over the world, which is really great. People can listen on our app. They can listen on WMFO.org. They can listen to archives from the website. All the shows are archived for 2 weeks. So if you want to hear this one again, go for it. But anyway, yeah, that's that is a little piece of WMFO history. It also is the home of the longest running women's music show in the world, which would be this show. Holla.
Woohoo.
There you go. So we're proud of that. This show's been on the air since 1973, since before probably your parents were born. Most of the students at Tufts, all of the students at Tufts who do the shows, were not born when this show started. So I've watched it go from, yeah, maybe they were born, to no, they're definitely not born. So Kavita's going to do a station ID, but we're also going to play your song that you picked after that.
Excellent. Well, we're the Media Girls, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Excellent. You are hired. And here comes your song choice. Why does that song make me think of dancing giraffes? I'm not sure. All right. You're on. Why did you pick that song?
I picked this because I heard this articulated very succinctly in a TED Talk in which this woman said, "We teach boys to be adventurous and we teach girls to be perfect." And I love that she starts off this song by saying, "I messed up tonight." It's about, I messed up and I'm still going to get back up and I'm going to keep going and not going to dwell on whatever, quote, failure I did. I'm at my age now, I'm starting to realize how much time I've wasted, worrying that I was going to mess up or fail. And now I realize, failure is essential to
absolutely
to any success in life.
Absolutely. Some of my biggest failures are my biggest successes in retrospect, because you learn something and you take that on with you. And by not trying things, you just depriving yourself of experiences, good and bad. That
absolutely.
It reminds me when I was in college, I did my junior year, half my junior year, on this trip in Israel. And one of the things that they did was they took us on these trips on the weekends that were very physically grueling, like climbing mountains and jumping off waterfalls and like all these things that that is just like not me. But it's like you're with a group of like 40 people and everybody's jumping off the waterfall and there's the only way to continue the hike. You just do it. And I'm thinking, this is the scariest thing I've ever done. Meanwhile, like, I consider it one of my biggest accomplishments. And I did it because, like, you just had to. I was climbing out of a canyon trying to beat darkness from setting in after this waterfall trip. I don't climb out of canyons. I mean, literally, like, the face of a rock climbing up. I couldn't do that now. I couldn't, you know, like, didn't think I could do it then. And I totally did it. And it's like, that is like the best memory, and I could have just been like, no, I don't think I can do it. You're gonna have to get a helicopter for me.
Hey.
Exactly. I was a media girl back then. I just didn't know it. So actually, it's 11:57, which makes it time for another station ID. Do you want to do us the honors one more time?
Oh,
so we can be legal.
Two back to back.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So again, this is the media girls. And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Awesome. We have to do that by law, but it's so much more fun when I get somebody else to do it for me, and I don't even have to pay them. But you're like a seasoned journalist, right? Like, you've been on the radio before. You've done this before.
It's been a little while, but yeah.
Awesome. We got more music, so Angela picked a song. We're going to play that next. And then Angela will hop on the mic and tell us about her song. And then we're gonna keep going for a little bit longer. And then we're gonna let these girls like eat. And you know, we've kept them here for a long time against their will. But you guys are doing a great job of making it sound, you know, like you're having fun. Although wait, I also promised a public service announcement. Risa, what's going on in the world of public service?
Did you know that the motor vehicle crashes are a leading cause of death for children age 1 to 13? And that the fatality rate could be reduced by about half if the correct car seat were always used. 3 out of 4 kids are not as secure in the car as they should be because their car seats are not being used correctly. By visiting safecar.gov/the right seat, parents and caregivers can find out what the right car seat for their children's age and size is. Be sure you're sure. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
And this station. Thank you, Risa. Excellent public service announcement. One of the best I've ever heard. All right, Angela's song is up next. It's almost noontime here on Something About the Women, so stay tuned. We got a whole hour left, and we're going to do all sorts of fun things. Okay, here we go.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And although